Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you something. I just got on Twitter and I just said it before and I'm saying it again. I don't like repeating it. My name is legally Dove Knight. And it's legally Dove Knight because it's court. Court, my name is, it's official. It's not a nickname. It's not a alter ego. It's legally Dove Knight. DoveNight. I repeat that because I wrote all my songs. And I'm going to repeat it again. I did not authorize anyone to use my song for samples, for movies, for other artists, because I was never contacted. I have ownership of the songs because my songs are U.S. Copyright Office. And with BMI publishing, I had to put it in publishing because to protect my music. That is 100% the truth. Even though there's, with some of my songs I was a co-writer or whatever, I still own that material. So that is the truth. I'm really bringing this up because this is continuously going on in the people in my neighborhood saying things ain't true, or online or whatever. Please do not listen to negativity or lies. I mean, I heard somebody say out in my neighborhood, a hoodlum, I don't know who they are, said they used my song in a porn movie. I did not authorize that. In fact, that would gross me out. That goes against my morals. I would never be a part of any, I don't want to be a part of anything related to a movie like that. I would never authorize my song to be in porn movies or anybody. I would never authorize it to be anywhere, to use by anyone. And there's these allegations in my neighborhood that there's been used. Well, let me tell you, it's illegally a crime, a violation, copyright infringement, possibly a crime that could put somebody in jail. Because forgery or fraud could put somebody in jail legally in the state of California. You don't do that to somebody like an artist like me. I bring this up because, people have to know who Dove Knight really is. And, if you want to use my song, I'm a nice guy. All you have to do is contact me directly, get permission, and so on. If you contact somebody else who wrote my song or impersonated you, you're making a – that's, you're talking to a fraudulent person. Or if you talk to the other songwriter on my song, that's still my song. So if you're going to give money to somebody else or whatever, you owe me money. So we have to be careful. I did not write songs for someone to step on me. And this is the problem. You see me with those sunglasses. You see me and so on. That is my stage persona. I'm going to look like I'm on stage. But I'm going to take off my glasses too, and people will see my face. So that will happen. So we have to be careful who we deal with. So when I write a song, I knew a long time ago, someone told me in the industry to protect my music. It's just plain simple. So I try to work with people, but I don't, being on podcasts and doing music, my music is not for some character, somebody who I do not want, who has a dark side. I do not want my music to be drawn to criminals or con artists or narcissists, dangerous people. And I, unfortunately, in some aspects, it has attracted people I have no attraction to. But they should not be going around saying that they own my songs. They don't. No one else owns my songs. It was not used by anybody. I received no money for any sample or any movie. I received no money for it to be used for other artists. I received it for nobody because I never gave permission. So that means that nothing has happened. Legally, my name is Dove Knight. It's legal. So if anyone's interested, just contact me, the real Dove Knight. Don't contact somebody who don't know me or who pretend to be me. I had some issues with identity theft. You don't want to deal with that because that's criminal too. I had people impersonate me and stuff. These allegations have to be put to rest. They know who Dove Knight is, a lot of people. I'm very tall, have a distinct vocal style. And I think I'm pretty, I have my own style, so it's hard to mimic me. But, that's what it is. My music is for the professional music industry, the entertainment industry, record companies, and songwriters, movies, big, legitimate acting. That's what it's for. It's also, to be used in commercials, all kinds of things. But it has to be authorized by me. And there was a concern that some people have my signature on something that's fraud. You can go to jail. If you sign my name on something, it's criminal. Okay? I did not sign anything away. I had some people in my background in the past from, 85 or whatever. I consider them strangers. They're not my friends. If I haven't seen them since childhood, forget it. And people in my neighborhood who are commenting on me, they should not be. I don't know them. Okay? I even had somebody who made up this delusional thing that I lived in South Central. I should move to South Central. I have never been in South Central, honestly, and I never will. Why would I want to go to a place that's not a place for the entertainment industry? I didn't come out to L.A. to move to South Central. Okay, that's a delusion. They must be talking about somebody else. And if it has to do with someone impersonating or whatever, they can go to jail for ID theft. Okay? So that's some basic common sense. I told my songwriting friend to copyright and public, protect his songs. I did because the industry, from knowledge to tell, have so many, it can be corrupt at times. And you have to protect yourself. And that's my concern. Some people in this industry, music industry, professional music industry, the entertainment industry, do not check databases on songs that they get, and they should. They get cassettes, CDs, or they hear something on the computer, iPhone, or whatever, and they don't check. They should. You don't want to be dealing with something that could put you in court or go to prison. You don't want that. People have went to prison in the industry, I heard, for stealing. So if you want to check out my songs, you can just go to U.S. Copyright Office. You see me or somebody else's name on it. You can also check out BMI. My name is there. Or ASCAP. You can check out ASCAP. You'll see my name on it, too. If you don't see it on ASCAP, see it on BMI. That's all you need to know. Then you'll know who's a publisher, who's a songwriter, whatever. And then you can make your own decisions to what you want to do. Better safe than sorry. They should check the databases or what that song is, because the copyright is the most important thing, and the publisher is very important too. They own that song. The lyricist or wrote the lyrics or wrote the music, or they own it. So don't go to the one word. I'm tired of mentioning the same thing over and over again. Some artists, unfortunately, in this industry take a dark side of wanting to sample without permission. That is going to get them in legal trouble. Do you want to waste money going to court or defending yourself if you did something wrong or possibly going to jail? It's not worth it. The best way to deal with that is ask permission or write your own music. That's all you have to do. Do it legally, legitimately. Anything for a buck could get somebody in a lot of trouble. Unfortunately, people do anything for a buck. That's not good, is it? So I didn't make music to, you know, I made music because I enjoy it and I wanted to do it as a career. And when someone, you know, I'm going to bring this up. When someone said, I didn't earn it. When I spent so many years, decades struggling, that is so diabolically selfish. That's a sociopath, in my opinion. They have no respect for me as my sufferings and my what I've been through. It doesn't matter if I haven't been on stage in a while, because I've been on stage for a very long time. I was on stage a lot. Anyone who spends a year or two, more than a year, 3 years, me, it's several years. Anyone who's been through some suffering, writing songs and making that crap, and they paid their dues. I paid my dues many decades over. I already paid my dues. I just didn't get recognized. The recognition that I'm talking about is getting an Oscar or getting a Grammy nomination, getting on a Billboard chart, working with a major label, working with a producer, being a songwriter with somebody. That's the kind of recognition I seek. I'm not doing it for no amateur. That's the honest truth. So, and I told my friend that he was releasing music, and I said, protect him. He didn't want to protect his music. And I said, he better protect himself. I said, you don't want somebody, because there are people who can listen to something and think they own it. And they never wrote a damn thing. And when these people say this, I'm just guessing, they don't know what it's like to suffer. They probably are not artists, and they don't know what it's like to suffer as an artist. There's so many composers and musicians, even actors, struggling actors in Tinseltown, and the suffering is tremendous, and mentally and physically. There's so many disabled, struggling artists. There's so many artists struggling with mental health issues, alcohol, drug, and some people have and other health issues, and some people have died untimely trying to make it in the music industry or acting industry because of health issues and so much untimely situations. So many dreams have been taken away. So that's how hard it is to be a creator on this planet, because it's unpredictable. And it's no guarantee that they'll make it. So when I came out here at age 19 to make music, I was a metal singer, a rock singer, and then I became a pop singer. You know, I mixed it up. So I paid my dues. So we have to have respect for me and other artists who write and play music. To try to steal or make money off somebody who deserves it like me for spent several years, 30 years, 20 years, or anybody else, is so evil. It's cruel. I would consider that person like a criminal. They are evil. And that's all I have to say. It's no excuse. So, but some people are not able to, on this planet, to have respect or have empathy for people who suffer or people who pay their dues. All they see is themselves, narcissism. Me, 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 me. Well, I can say that selfishness will get them into legal trouble. Because if they don't own it and they didn't write it, they should not be using it. And I say that to you. My songs are not to be used by anybody. If I don't know, I mean, if someone's making money, that's wrong. That's evil. That's stealing. If they don't think it's stealing, they belong in prison or something. They deserve some jail time, liability, legal trouble. Who wants to deal with a narcissist or a sociopath? Okay, but I don't deal with criminals and evil people. That's why, to protect, you know, you have to be logically safe. So that's all I need to say. So if anyone is interested in my music, I'm a very nice guy. All you have to do is contact me, the real Duff Like Me, ask permission, yes or no. You know, and that's how, you know, if I say yes, then sign something, read it, and then there you go. Or write your own music. If you can write your own music, then good for you. But if you're going to steal it or sample and don't give someone credit, I consider that evil. And that, especially someone like me who's never got recognition or someone struggling, that's not right. But it does happen. It has to stop. Good day, good night from Dove Night.